Bank staff are often the front line when it comes to identifying financial abuse, whether that's of any customer, whether they are elderly or not. And it is often highly emotional. We know that financial abuse is more often than not a very serious breach of trust by someone who is a family member or a close family friend, someone who's had the kind of relationship where they can use that trust to take advantage. So bank staff have, on the one hand, an obligation to treat every customer with dignity and respect their privacy. But they also have an obligation when they see a transaction record that would clearly indicate that something serious may be going on, to raise that in a way that is sensitive and can assist. Of course, there is an overarching obligation on banks to protect the funds that their customers deposit with them. And banks are very conscious of that. What you might call a risk, it's actually a duty, and there are times, whether it's a case of elder abuse or not, there are times when customers are quite commonly compensated when funds have left an account in circumstances which either the customer didn't know about or where something has gone awry. Where a bank staff member suspects that a document might have been forged, then of course they would notify the police, and the police could take some action.
In a sense, that's the easy circumstance.
That's right. The much harder thing is, Did this person understand what they were giving consent to? Did they understand that the powers that they were giving this person would be used, often to make very large transactions that are depleting the account?